This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us now to focus on the top news talk radio stories and people of 2018. It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with a bevy of talk radio experts. Talk radio experience is what you need to be on this program, and we all have it. Michael Harrison is not around with us this weekend, so I've invited a bevy of beauties. Well, I got one beauty, and that's Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I've been on a lot of great talk radio stations in her career, and now is at the top of her game running a facility that is so needed and so naturally hers. It's all about what's going on in D.C. Look at what we talk about. Look at this. Wait till you go through the stories from this past year, the top 20, and see how many of them are focused on Washington. And you know why Victoria is in the catbird seat there. So Victoria Jones is here with us. Rich McFadden, who's a veteran talk radio programmer, been on the old Good Day program for years and years and years, has his expertise and certainly has an opinion. Also joining us is John Harper. John, veteran station performer and owner, has carried my radio programs for longer than he wants to admit, because that means he's getting old. Most recently connected to WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. So good to have all of you here. Happy New Year to all of you. Instead of me going through the top stories, Michael Harrison, who couldn't be with us this weekend, has recorded the top 20 stories, and here he is going through them.
Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the climate change reports. Number 18, the Western wildfires and hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House speaker battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the Roseanne reboot and Barr fired. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
All right. So Michael has gone through them. I'm going to go around the room to Victoria first, because ladies first, then to John and Richie. What of those stories, which one, Victoria, rings the bell for you? Which one do you think is not necessarily most important, but which one sort of has gotten its place in your head maybe more than any other?
Facebook.
The Facebook story.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. And not only Cambridge Analytica, but Facebook generally. Because it has, even though it is number 16, which is actually, I think, quite high, I think Facebook and cyber threats, cyber leaks has been not underreported in print, because I think it's been very well reported in print, but I think it's been under-focused on. And Facebook has got away with, partly because it's Mark Zuckerberg has refused to testify, Sheryl Sandberg has got away with extraordinary things, has managed to keep things secret, has appeared to not be frank in its testimony, and is continuing to give away our information, sell our information to people for anything, and is, I think, unbelievably evil.
Facebook is evil. The face of evil. Very interesting. I don't know how many of you have seen it this week, but public television has been running a special, sort of an in-depth look at Facebook, its problems, its promises, its foibles, the focus on Zuckerberg and the other people who have run it, and they don't come out good. They don't. The sense I got. I watched some of it actually last night. Anybody else seen what I'm talking about? This thing on PBS?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it'll run over the next couple of weeks. Richie. So, with Victoria, it's Facebook. What about you? What of that list, the top 20 stories, which one rings your bell more than any of the others?
I tell you, as Michael was going through the top 20, the one thing that kind of woke me up as he was blasting through them was when he hit number 12 in the Me Too movement. For some reason, I thought that would be a little bit higher this year. Mm-hmm. Not because of how I feel about it. It just, I thought it got more attention.
Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Why is it important?
It's like any movement. It's basics. It's based on a great thing that then gets taken and just twisted out of control and run amok. I think people like... what's his face in Hollywood and
Weinstein.
Weinstein. Weinstein. Yeah.
Not Weinstein. No, Weinstein. Weinstein's our guy. Weinstein.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby and just all of these people who just abused people. Not only women, but just people. For gain. Because they had the power. I think it's a good thing that we finally had a handle on it. But then. Once we look through the microscope of our past, you're going to find a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way it was in the 50s and 60s, that's the way it was, and everybody was guilty of it. And we can't spend all of our time now looking backwards. We just have to fix it and move forward, and everybody wants to look at and, you know, if there are people like Weinstein who just went crazy with it, yes, absolutely, throw them in jail. Throw the key away. But I think we spend a lot of time looking at our past. We should learn from our past and move forward, not look at our past and sit there and just dwell on it. And I know
a lot of people,
they're going to get mad at me and they're going to yell.
But a lot of people have been criminalized. If we make mistakes, forgive and move on. Maybe that's easy for us to say.
Well, maybe we don't forgive. We can't sit there and convict everybody who did something that was... I don't know. This comes out sounding horrible, but we can't sit there and look at everybody because men were that way in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Men in power, the presidents were, congressmen were, the producers were. They all did this, and we ought to just throw them all in jail and lock them all up. But if I look at probably the biggest thing, the mass shootings, it's like. I saw that on the list at number 3, and I go, oh, we're so used to them now.
Yep.
It just kind of comes on the news. And so I was shocked to see that at number 3 because, quite honestly, I see it on the news, and I feel sad. I go, God, what is going on with people? And then I just move on. You know,
yep.
It's just another shooting.
Part of life. Yep. John, let's go to you from WMEL. What is it on this top 20 list that does... the trick for you in terms of stories?
Hi, Doug. While I agree with Victoria and Richie on what they brought up, especially what Richie was talking about with the Me Too movement, and I've got some feelings about Bill Cosby and all of this, but number one on my list, kind of dovetailing on Richie, would be the mass shootings, especially here in Florida. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary on Valentine's Day of the school shooting in Broward County, and that one in particular really stands out as probably one of the biggest stories, I think, of the year. It created a lot of different actions and reactions as to how people responded to that. You've got amendment rights issues that came out of that. people who are voting for the first time, trying to get change. And I think the mass shootings then that we've seen this year, amazingly, throughout the country, that would be number one on my list.
Yeah. All right. John Harper, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing on with our overview of the top 20 stories. We'll get to the people list, too, in the next half hour. Right now, though, I want to focus on the new year, on how much rest you're getting. Are you getting every night a really good, great, in fact, night's sleep? The answer is yes, you don't need to listen for the next 60 seconds, but if the answer is no, and I'm guessing there are going to be no more no's out there than yeses, the way that you can change your sleep forever is to go to MyPillow.com. My pillows are made in Minnesota, yep, all of them, made in the USA, not made in China, they're not made in India, they're not made in Indonesia, they're 100% washable, you can dry them. Put them back on your bed. There's nothing worse. This is gross, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. The mites and the little grubby things that are growing in your pillow, your sheets. They get into your ears, into your nose, into your mouth while you're asleep. They are, if you ever see a picture, these are microscopic little beings. They are so gross. My God. And it's, if you can't wash your pillow, you can't keep them out of your bedding. So you got to get new pillows. And why not get the pillows you can wash and keep for a longer amount of time? My pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two for the price of one, or four for the price of two, or any number of combinations of great pillows and sheets and mattresses, coverings, the things that you need for a great night's rest. And they're all guaranteed, by the way, till the 1st of March. So if you use them, you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. That's the deal. That's their guarantee. That's why I'm happy to tell you to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. DJV is the promo code. You get half, maybe even better than that, maybe more than 50% off. You got to see what the item is. Use it. Get a great night's rest and a wonderful year of napping, if you will. MyPillow.com. For everything you buy there, use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing with the Talk Radio Review, a review of the stories, the News Talk Radio items of interest to those who are on our dais here and to you as well. We've got the top 20 from Talkers Magazine. You find the list at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the presence of John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company wants to weigh in on the number 12 item, which we have talked about to a point, but not with the woman's point of view. The Me Too movement is number 12 on the top 20, according to Talkers Magazine, and the impact that it's having. Rich said it was time for us to forgive. I don't know. He didn't say forgive, but move on. From this, in terms of some of the things that are, unless if I'm paraphrasing you wrong, Richie,
just not look under the microscope at every single person, unless they're a rapist like Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby. Back in the 50s and 60s, with regard to the Me Too movement, every single man. This is the way powerful men worked. And if we're going to sit here and look under the rocks for you're going to spend the rest of your life looking at these people. So if they were rapists and drugging you like Cosby or Weinstein was, throw them in the jail. But otherwise, let's learn and move forward.
All right, Victoria, your take on this, please.
I agree with Richie that this is the way it was. And in the 50s and 60s and in the 70s, and if they were rapists, indeed they should go to jail. They should go to jail now. But it wasn't just the 50s and 60s. It was the 70s and the 80s. It happened to me in the 80s. And it was the 90s, and it's today.
Today! It's still going on today. Yes, it is. I agree with you.
It's going on today. Yeah. And that's the point. It's going on today. And the Weinstein stuff was not in the 70s. These are actresses who were blacklisted today. So this is the point. This is
the men feel entitled
to do these things today. And there are young women going into the workforce today who feel very liberated and then suddenly come up against this behavior. Some of it is not rape, but some of it is. And this is the thing. And so I'm not saying that men should go to prison. What I'm saying is that this has to stop, and it has to stop now. Men abusing power against women in the workforce to get what they want. It has to stop.
Don't you think boys have to be raised differently?
Boys need to be raised differently.
The Me Too movement has worked, but is working. I mean, look at the Matt Lauers and all of the public figures that have been fired from the job.
Richie, let me ask you a different. Let me ask you in a different way. Let's make it personal. You've got a young teenage son who is just getting into growing into manhood, if you will. What sort of conversation do you have with him about this? How are you teaching him to not have this value that Victoria is talking about, that we're all talking about, and that goes awry?
It's funny you mention that because he's recently got a girlfriend.
Really?
And, you know, as with every 14 and 15-year-old kid, they're hot and heavy really quick, and, oh, I love you, and all the stuff. And what I teach him is that it's respect. It's all about respect, and the way you treat her is a direct view of how people look at you. Mm-hmm. So you treat her with respect. You do not do anything that that your mother or your grandmother wouldn't teach you to do and wouldn't approve of. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Yeah, that's a good way. But I think that if we can hammer that home with youngsters, but a lot of parents don't have the same moral values or pay attention to their children as you do. That's an interesting sort of side take on that, maybe a lesson well learned. We'll continue with John, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border with Mexico if he doesn't get the funding for his border wall. Washington Post reporter Michael Scherer has more on the president's negotiations with Democrats over border wall funding.
The latest offer we've heard is about $2.5 billion for the year for border security. It's not clear what restrictions would be put on that, whether it could go to new fencing or not. The president has also backed off his initial demand for a concrete wall. He's now saying steel slats will be enough.
While Washington remains deadlocked, 380,000 workers have been told to stay home without pay, and 420,000 others, including TSA screeners, members of the Coast Guard, and Border Patrol officers, must continue working without pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Moving ahead now with our overview of the top news talk radio stories of the year and the people list. I'm going to go through that. We've gone through the top stories that Michael Harrison did for your listening and dancing pleasure. We have also the expertise of three of the people who are closest to me in the radio world. My radio goombas, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, and Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. Let's do the people list. At number 20, Jamal Khashoggi. Number 19 is Xi Jinping. Do I pronounce? I never pronounced that right. But
no, that was right. That was perfect.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Oh, yeah. Jeff Bezos, number 18, Elon Musk, 17, Zuckerberg, 16, Hillary Clinton, 15, Bob Woodward, 14, Roseanne, 13, James Comey at 12, Paul Manafort, 11, Kim Jong-un at 10, Mike Pence at 9, Brett Kavanaugh at 8, Stormy Daniels at 7, Jeff Sessions at 6, Nancy Pelosi, 5, Mitch McConnell, 4, Vladimir, bad Vlad, puking Putin, is number 3, Mueller is 2, and Trump is 1. Anybody got a problem with that list? When you, there's a list that can't. That's sort of, remember the barroom scene from the first Star Wars movie?
All the aliens?
Yeah. Right. How about we put all 20 of these in the barroom scene in the next Star Wars movie? That'd be.
That would be
awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome? It would be awesome. Yeah.
I think it would come down to the final two standing would be Roseanne and Trump.
Maybe. And they're two peas in a pod. Yeah. All right. Politically.
Pence would be the first one locked out.
Right. Can you imagine Roseanne as the vice president of the United States? All right, Victoria, pick a name out of that, out of the barroom scene that I just went through. Pick a name and talk about just anything that comes to mind, significant or otherwise. Because you know at the D.C. Radio Company, having worked as long as you have in Washington, you know a lot of these people up close and personal. So maybe you can give us a little insight into most of them. Because they are, at least the American names, are Washington insiders, with the exception of Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. So you want to pick a name?
Oh, you mentioned Zuckerberg to me? Okay, well, okay. So he's off limits to me because I'll have to take a Valium. Okay, so, well, I'm going to mention Mitch McConnell at number four because he's highly significant. He was highly significant in 2018. He's going to be equally significant in 2019. He's the Senate Majority Leader. He continues to be Senate Majority Leader as Nancy Pelosi comes in 99.9982% likely to be Speaker of the House. So that sets up a very interesting dynamic. Mitch McConnell is the man who, if Robert Mueller looks likely to be fired, will make any kind of decision as to whether a bill comes to the floor to stop that. So far, he has shown no inclination to let a bill come onto the floor. Mitch McConnell is the man who really has it, he is a consummate, in American, consummate, in English, politician, deal maker, negotiator, and he is going to play a major role next year in anything that gets passed, comes to the floor, and happens.
All right, I'm going to piggyback with my own experience or my own thoughts about Mitch McConnell for a moment. It won't have the same, well, maybe I'm talking about significant. If you really bear down into the farm bill, you understand how significant it is. But because I am an American family farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and an hour-long program every week, which you can find, by the way, a little plugola, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We focus on food, farm, family. That's what the show is about. And Mitch McConnell was pretty much single-handedly, whether you realize it or not, responsible for getting the farm bill through the Senate, even though I don't like a lot of provisions that are in it. What it does is legalize the growing of hemp in the country, something that needed to be done. It was legal before World War II. After World War II, politicians from states like McConnell's state put it off limits because they didn't want to see black people growing. The blacks were growing the hemp and making money, and there was a concerted effort in the House and the Senate to stop them from doing that. That's why hemp became illegal. It's now legal again. It will help boost the interest and the future, the viability of American family farmers, as will the ultimate legalization of marijuana. That's a controversial statement for some, but marijuana is going to be legalized nationally, federalized, if you will, sooner or later, and now it's a matter of time. But in terms of McConnell and what he did with the farm bill, he pushed not only for the legalization of hemp being grown everywhere, but also for a tightening down on the welfare, if you will, food stamps, the SNAP program, whatever you want to call it, so that now, I don't know how many people realize this, this is a very positive step. Even though I got a lot of problems with the farm bill, $600 billion goes to people, farmers, huge agribusinesses that don't deserve it, don't need it, shouldn't have it. But in terms of the SNAP program, you have to be, between the ages of 18 and 49, you have to show that you can't work, that you are physically incapable of work in order to get food stamps. That's a huge change, a huge difference, and a huge uptick as far as I'm concerned, because there's so many people who've been screwing you and me, the American taxpayer, by getting food stamps that don't deserve it. To be able to require that able-bodied men and women between the ages of 18 and 49, if you are able to work, you won't get food stamps. I think that's a very big step forward, frankly. And I'd welcome any other comments that people have. I don't want to get stuck on this, but I'm glad you picked his name out, Victoria. Richie, any comments? John?
Yeah, on the list of 20 people in our barroom scene, before I get to that, Paul Manafort. I have thought ever since he appeared on the American scene, couldn't he be a good leading candidate to play the role of Tony Curtis? Doesn't he look like Tony Curtis?
he's a what do they call him, an afternoon matinee idol, I think. Right?
But But on my list, I've got number 17 and 18, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, both in fierce competition with each other, with Elon Musk and SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin. Right here on the Space Coast, things are really heating up because in 2019, next week, we're looking, well, it won't be next week, but it's going to be probably in the third quarter of 2019. We're finally putting our Americans back into space, being launched right here from the Kennedy Space Center. So that is a huge issue with us, something that everyone here is pretty excited about. And we're going to be looking for that in 2019. So number one and number two on my list would be Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
All right, Richie, how about your list?
Why is Hillary Clinton and Bob Woodward on this list? Shouldn't
good
they be
question.
Last year's news?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. I don't see either one of them as having real significance.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton.
His book.
Woodward's out on the stump.
I know,
he's doing
but
theater appearances like he was some big star. He's in Boston this week, as a matter of fact, at the Wang Theater, doing a couple of nights of just telling his stories. Don't know why anybody would go, but that's just me. I think he's he's just so puffed up on himself.
So for me, Xi Jinping is the big name. I think we
because
have
you can say it.
Well, in part, yeah. I might have gone to Jeff Bezos if. But you know, with Xi Jinping, with China, and just this is what I want Trump to do. I want Trump to do what he's doing with China. I want him to be tough with them on the economy and on trade, and I want them to stop stealing our intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be tough with them. And I know it hurts right now with all the tariffs, and I know it's not fun, but you have to hit the reset button with these guys. This is basically the future of world war. Stealing intellectual property, eavesdropping on your digitally, looking into your webcams, listening to our microphones, and you know I'm sitting in my kitchen right now. You know they could watch me and look at me and tap your phones. Just this intellectual property thing, stealing all of our blueprints of all of our computers and then just reproducing them and selling them, and controlling the trade war. You have to get control of these things. If you don't, it's lights out, man.
Yeah. All right. So there they have all weighed in on the people list. We'll continue our overview, the review, if you will. News Talk Radio is in the focus. John Harper is here from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. I'm going to focus now on the millions of people listening to this program who are having a tough time with their regular bowel movement. Yeah, that sounds a little, huh? What's he saying? Yep, I'm talking about the need that you have for a daily laxative. Constipation is a real problem in America. You're backed up. You're uncomfortable. Many people resort to use of these laxatives, but they have a harsh effect on your body, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, more problems. So how do you clean out your intestine? You do it with Life Change Tea, something that I sip every day all through my program. Life Change Tea keeps you normal, keeps you regular. It cleanses your body from those intruders. You ever seen a picture of some of those parasites that are inside your body? I know I'm talking about that a lot here, the stuff that gets into your ears for the new pillow, and now this is what's in your gut. Well, it's true. There are a lot of things in the environment get into your body and make your colon very unhealthy. It's unpleasant to talk about, but it's more unpleasant to live with it. So let's fix it. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and have yourself a good time cleansing gently your body by having Life Change Tea. Order Life Change Tea. The only way you can get it is online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com. Get Life Change Tea and get a healthier innards, if you will. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the focus on the top news talk people from 2018, according to research at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a list every week of the stories and the people. And this week, as we review the year, there are 20 names that have been significant in talk radio over the past year, according to Talkers Magazine. Jamal Khashoggi starts off the list at number 20. Xing Jinping is number 19. Chinese Premier Jeff Bezos from Amazon, number 18. Elon Musk from SpaceX and Tesla, number 17. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is 16. Hillary Clinton, why is she on the list, is a good question. Number 15. Bob Woodward, even a better question, why is Bob Woodward on the list at 14? Roseanne Barr, understandable why she's on the list at 13. James Comey, also 12. Paul Manafort occupies the number 11 slot this year in terms of conversation on people. Kim Jong-un is at 10. Mike Pence, number 9. Brett Kavanaugh, number 8. Stormy Daniels is 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. That surprised me, actually. He was that big on the list, but they did the research. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Don't you wish she'd go away? Mitch McConnell, another old fossil, number 4. Bad Vlad, number 3. Maybe he's the guy in the naked picture that Mueller has. Speaking of Mueller, he's number 2 on the list. And as you might expect, Donald Trump caps off the list at the top as the President of the United States. All of the discussion about the investigation, his business dealings, who he supported during the midterm elections, getting Kavanaugh in, all of those things. Trump versus the media. Yeah, the news media. It's all part of the discussion, and I'm betting it's going to be a lot more of the same sort of thing as we move ahead into 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, a couple of more moments here in this hour of the review. Most important host in talk radio, John?
In talk radio today, I think the most important still has got to be Rush Limbaugh.
All right, Victoria, who's the most important talk radio personality in the country?
Rush Limbaugh proved it once again recently over the wall.
Yep. All right, Richie, you're not going to agree.
Dana Lash and Chad Benson, Doug Steffen.
Right. Those are all the Radio America winners.
I would beg to differ, and I would say that Hannity has an edge on Rush. I think that his connection to the president, his stature in the news, actually gave him a little bit more of a bump this year.
Yeah, he did. He had. He's become more controversial. He still hasn't become even close. Rush Limbaugh made more money last year than he's ever made, even though he has a contract that changed what his base was. He made $84 million last year. Sean made about 29. If you're looking at money, that's sometimes the way to compare. It's 10 before the hour. Talk radio review time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the last weekend of the year. We have the same predictions going through the top, in this circumstance, top technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan is here to do that, starting from number 5 to number 1. Walmart is going to get the bugga-buggas, and you'll be getting your bugga-buggas bugga-bugged by them if you go into one of their stores, it looks like, Victoria.
Yes, and what all that actually means is, that's Doug's tech speak for, you will be surveilled if you go into Walmart. And so they have, they freaked a lot of people out this week because a patent that they were granted for a new listening system for inside their stores went public. And so a lot of people, this started to go viral, and a lot of people are really freaked out about the idea of everything being listened to. So if you're walking down a particular aisle, and if you interact with any of their employees, now this is what they say will happen, that they can listen in on the conversation. They say that it's because they want to make sure their employees are greeting customers and doing everything the right way, but really, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot of Big Brother in this new system.
Mm-hmm.
So they have not said when this is going to be installed into stores, but it's bringing up a great point. Do you have a right to privacy when you're shopping? So if you're on the phone with your boyfriend having a fight,
uh-huh.
That's going to be public. That's going to be public information, essentially, at these Walmart stores. So you have to really rethink how you shop. And I don't know that a lot of people are going to love that Walmart is spying on them to this degree. You know, it's one thing to have hit cameras and things like that, and everyone's used to that in any retail environment. But this is an actual listening device, so. It'll be interesting to see, yeah. Can you imagine, though, you get the wrong person in charge of recording conversations, and then they start putting them out on the Internet? This spells nothing but trouble for Walmart.
Next up, actually, a couple of stories with a focus on your dog, First one from Snapchat.
Yes. So if you've ever used Snapchat or Instagram filters, people always love to try to get their dog's faces into the filter. But the cameras are not set up. The algorithms are not equipped to recognize a dog's face and then add the little bunny ears or whatever it is that you want to add to it. So now Snapchat has fixed that. They actually have 9 different dog lenses, is what they call them. And so, if you and your pooch want to sit down and make a little selfie video, it will now recognize your dog's face so you can have matching goofy faces or ears or whatever, whatever you want to do for entertainment. And then you can now send out those Snap videos. And I'm sure Instagram is going to be following very closely behind on this one now that they have the technology. So, Instagram users, because I don't really use Snapchat, I'll be waiting for the Instagram version. But it's fun to make videos with your dog.
All right. Now, the number three item, again, with a focus on dogs and a manner of speaking, this is news from the FOMOCO, right? The Ford Motor Company.
Yes, and so this is kind of an interesting thing that Ford is now branching out into other areas by using their own existing car technology. So what they did was they know that dogs have a much wider range of hearing than humans. If you have a dog who is afraid of fireworks, then you know the panic that ensues all night long until the fireworks are gone. It's a horrible thing that dogs go through, some dogs go through. So Ford developed a noise-canceling kennel prototype, and so it's inspired by the noise technology that they have in their Edge SUV, which softens the engine and transmission noises. And so they have microphones inside this kennel that detect sounds of fireworks, and then a built-in audio system sends out opposing frequencies that Ford uses in their Edge SUV, and so that way it can actually help offset some of the noise coming in, and then the dogs can be calmer in the kennel. Now, the kennel's not for sale yet. It's a prototype, but they said it's the first in a series of initiatives that they're calling interventions that applies automotive technology to everyday problems, which is pretty cool for Ford. So Ford gets 2 thumbs up for looking out for the dogs.
All right, number 2 on our list has to do with what you buy this weekend before things become more expensive next year.
Yep, a few things you want to buy. If you need a new iPhone battery, get on it this weekend. If you want a movie pass, AMC Stubbs A-List will stay at $19.95 per month. It goes up next year. And buy that book of stamps, the Forever stamps, because they will be going up in price at the beginning of 2019.
All right, now number 1 is a look back at what people bought in 2018.
The number 1 thing people bought in the world of technology in 2018 is the Instant Pot. This is not surprising to anyone who has a kitchen, because it seems like there's one in every kitchen in America. The most popular model is $99. Other things that made the list, a couple of RoboVacs, a digital meat thermometer, the WizGear magnetic phone mount for the dashboard at $8. That became super popular, and DNA testing kits were also big in 2018.
Yeah, 23andMe is expensive, but they're on you forever. I don't like them anymore. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.